My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, is Davin's scammer Belinda real? Is she mad at Davin? Did he hurt her little scammer feelings? Listen and enjoy.
Is she, I mean, she's full of bullshit, but then she'll do something that almost sounds real, and I can see how this could be the ultimate, you'll pardon the phrase, mindfuck, on people who are a little bit gullible and lonely and looking for love.
If this
know?
Is her game, yeah. She's a genius at it.
Yes.
Like, if I was untrained, not yeah. that I've been, but if I didn't know or was cynical,
yeah.
and even still.
Yeah.
I still don't know.
I'm still not sure.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now, Joe's always been in the corner of... But even Joe has gone back and forth a degree.
Right.
You've always been more in the corner that maybe it's real on some level.
That it's a little bit real on some level. Trucker Tom's always been, he's not weighed in yet, but he's always been, oh, this is total bullshit.
Right.
You know, I mean, he's been unwavering in that. But we've all had our moments, except for Tom, who's just like...
He's a hardened truck driver. he's a hard truck driver.
He's just seen too many lot lizards to know. He knows the type. But she is like the international lot lizard. They're all playing this game. They're all looking for money. It's just how they're getting it. Trucker Tom weighs in. I remain unchanged. And that's why we love you. You're exactly
even his underwear.
The way
you it's been a long drive. I remain unchanged. I am Trucker Tom, and I will not change the underwear until we get to the bottom of this.
I remain unshaven, unclean.
Unchanged. Change, change, change.
I'm unchanged. So the thing is that she does. There are aspects to this that really, if I was a guy and this was her game. I would really be on the fence a lot. You know, I am on
I've
the
been
fence.
On the yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, there's a whole lot of shaky going on.
I mean,
on.
When you're doing you're being a dick and you keep bringing up she's a scammer. If this was just a real person that had never done anything shady, I'd be like, this is unmitigatedly wrong. But we know she's shady.
We know she hasn't come clean with everything.
Right. Right. So I can't feel too bad about it.
I do like it. I do like questioning her.
Yeah.
And I pull it out of nowhere.
I know. And she's just like, I never know when he's going to start the interrogation. I'm surprised that she's put up with all the questions and everything this long. I mean, she must think that you're a good fish because she is
I'm the fishiest. January 10th.
Okay.
I hope you're doing well. I was concerned about you. This is me.
Okay.
I was concerned about you last night. I hope today finds you in better, nice English, stupid. I go, will Agnes be gone today?
That's not her writing.
No, it's me. I go, will Agnes be gone later today? I go, we will figure things out, even if it means I go back to writing porn. I don't think I want to subject you to it, though. It's not a lifestyle for a lady like yourself who has a young daughter to raise.
Sorry.
Exactly. Then later on in the day, that was at 11:07 a.m.
Okay.
6:24 p.m. Agnes is still alive and well on Facebook, and you are now asleep. Sometimes I just don't get it. January 11th at 5:12 p.m. I go, is something going on? She goes, what do you mean? I go, I just feel a distance between us. So he goes, well, just so you know, I am mad at you.
Oh.
And I did sense this. I'm thinking back to it now.
Yeah.
I sensed it.
Well, just so you know, I'm mad at you officially.
But, like, I sensed the tension.
Yeah.
In our completely bullshitic relationship.
She didn't get back to you.
The bullshit was a different fragrance.
By the way, because you...
She goes, I just feel a different distance between us. She goes, well, just so you know, I am mad at you. I go, well, then when were you going to tell me that? And what did I do to anger you?
Yeah.
She goes, the last time you called yourself a Mugu, and it made me feel bad. it made me feel bad. I told you and thought you would apologize, but you didn't. Also, you doubt most of the things I say, and to tell you the truth, I don't know what to do anymore!
I met Mugu Gaipan, honey. I was just hungry. Well, I can see her point. Really, because if this was a real relationship...
And it is. This has been going on for months. This is a real relationship.
It's a real relationship at this point.
It's a real relationship based on complete bullshit.
Well, which I've seen before.
It's a heart-shaped box of bullshit.
Yes, I've seen it before. But the thing is that if this was real, completely real, if somebody kept saying to me, like, okay, so say it wasn't a hacker, I mean a scammer. Say that the allegation was that you were a whore, you know, and I kept saying, no, I'm not, you misunderstood. Or I used to do that, I used to dance, but I'm not a whore, and you misunderstood. And then you kept making jokes about being on the pole or come here and give me a lap dance or something. If this was a real relationship, I would just be, like, fed up with hearing the jokes about the pole.
These aren't jokes.
I know, or questions about it. I would be like, okay, I guess. I'm done, I'm off the pole, you're going to keep bringing it up.
And I would. I can't forget for the pole, the way those men looked at you.
I know, right?
Staring at your beaver.
But it was angry. Does that make it any better?
No, it did not charge them. It was a free beaver.
Free beaver.
Free range
like,
beaver.
Like free Wi-Fi?
Yes. So I have to take a deep breath here.
Okay.
I have an angry African.
You have an angry beaver.
I don't know if a beaver's angry.
I think Oliver's angry.
I have an angry Ghanaian.
Okay.
Belinda, I am sorry I made you feel bad. That was not my intention. You make me feel bad, too. A good start would be to get rid of Agnes like I've been asking for a month.
Oh! You hammer and bastard! He's back to it again!
And when you say I will have nice dreams about Agnes, how am I supposed to feel? Plus, I know a lot of those poems were from sites, and you flat out lied to me after you said you would not anymore. The truth is, this relationship has a lot of issues. It is not easy, but if I did not care about you and did not believe you on some level, I would have been gone long ago. And had Facebook shut down Agnes myself.
Yeah.
I go, why does me calling myself a Mugu upset you? I mean, was I not fooled for a long time? Please explain, babe. And you need to tell me when I get you mad. I guess on some level we were very close because I did sense something in you, so maybe that is a positive.
Yeah, that's really weird.
That is weird.
Yeah.
We're connecting.
I know.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.